look better. Mama's, I knew it. She averaged probably every day 2 or 3 gallons of milk a day, and whatever we didn't use, she'd put what we needed on the side, and the rest of it was given away. And a lot of times, when they had 4 families and all in the community, well, she made sure we'd bring in an extra cow. All we had to do was bring in whatever amount of cows we wanted to milk. So we never had it hard. We had a lot of work, but we never was deprived of too much. We didn't have too much cash money.
Money was
scarce in a lot of ways. And then, I don't know, my dad always sold, you take like his winter crops. If people come from French Quarter down there, drive a truck down there and buy the whole thing, cabbage and all his winter crops, and some I seen as much as $800 for one crop of cabbage. Guys come pick them out of the field them. Maybe next year you couldn't sell cattle, you couldn't give them away. But see, when we couldn't, we'd put them feeding hogs. Carrots, cabbage, turnips, you just name it. Garlic and onion. I've seen garlic. We might not raise, but maybe 400 or 500 pounds of garlic.
You raise garlic?
Yeah. And sometimes it was 60 cents a pound. I remember one time it was around 80 cents a pound. Well, that was big money. If you knew it was going to sell for that, but before that, it was thought you couldn't hardly give it away. See? And then when you hit the big year on it, well, so you'd always hit something. One of the crops would pay off pretty good.
Yeah.
If you had enough of them.
So y'all did a lot of truck farming, in other words?
No, we just raised it and then we'd use it. If we could sell it, we did, because you see these trucks would come out on yards, French Quarters. These old Italians and stuff would come out there in old truck and they'd buy it up, fuel on it, whatever it was. I said, well, they give you so much for that patch, 2 acres or 1.5 acres or 4 acres or whatever you had out there. Well, they'd buy it out. And if it didn't sell, we'd feed the hogs. And we see a lot of that area we had fenced in with hog wire. You see, we had hog wire fenced. We had most of that area fenced in. We kept the hogs in one section over here while we were raising carrots and so forth over there. If they didn't, we'd just turn them into that area and let them eat it, root it up. They'd clean it up.
Uh-huh. Is there a place where you put the hogs and you wanted to fatten?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh, all our hogs, we had a regular pen that we'd put them in before we'd kill them, you see. Mm-hmm. We'd put them on corn. We'd put them on corn for as much as 6 or 8 weeks before we'd ever kill them. When you take them off the ground or out the field where they're eating a little of everything out there, all that soft stuff, we'd put them on corn and made the intestines and all better because they use that for, like, for your sausage and everything like you do today. You buy all your materials that you need today, but those days you use intestines and all for your...
Mm-hmm. Like, what would you use them? When you kill the hog, what'd you do with it? Tell me about all. Can you tell me all about how you...
I know we bleed them, save the blood, and make what they call boudin.
Uh-huh.
Shoot, man. Big sausage. All that cheese.
You make a dish by cooking and grind up the liver?
Yeah. Yeah, drawing a living on
it.
Call it a backbone stew.
What's that?
Backbone stew. That was the liver and the backbone, and that was all that long stew that they made.
Yes. They changed the land around here a lot, hadn't they? I mean,
yeah.
When you were coming up, what was it like? Different than it is today? You got a lot of water off of it?
Yeah, well, it's got more drainage and stuff. No, it's got a lot of canals that it didn't have out those days. The levee, the spillway levee comes through since then. See, the water come up every so many years, we get to high water, you see, which we don't have now. See, 1927, that levee, where the spillway levee wasn't in there, that water come right on in behind the...
Do you remember that?
No, yeah.
Tell me about the flood.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about the flood?
Well, I was swimming in it, paddling few rows around in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was water over there, right next to the